This is NEPM's Valley Voices Summer Shorts podcast. I'm Susan Bartfay from a tiny town, and this is my story. Bad boys are my weakness. It's not the badness I'm attracted to so much as the authenticity, passion, and fervor that just so happens to manifest in the men that make their own mark and speak their minds. This story had to be too short for me to find my way out of my shyness. There is more to tell. The pregnancy, the move out of state with a skunk-sprayed dog in the back seat, the real Indian who stole my peyote, the ritual with the deer, the graveyard drama. Oh my. When my Hell's Angel boyfriend was to be released to me on parole, the last thing he said to me before the prison guard made him get off the phone was, "If my rivals try to block you with their bikes, just drive right through them." I met him through an ad at in Mother Jones magazine. This was before cell phones and dating apps. And so his ad said, "Apache warrior in Stonehouse seeks soulmate." Drama queen bait. I bit. I answered the ad, and we wrote back and forth, and he told me about the warrior rituals and the Indian dances, and he had me collecting bones and feathers and stones and beads, and he sent me prayers for the four directions, which I still have, by the way, and I still say those prayers. And I visited him every week, no matter what. I was so faithful to this bad boy. And then it came time to visit him. They were conjugal visits, so we got to sit together and talk. And he was handsome. Oh, he was so handsome. He had thick black hair tied back in a ponytail. He had a fierce black mustache, dark flashing eyes, and across his chest was, you know, the Greek gods with their half horse, half man, and then there's the little nymphs who run around in the woods looking for sex. He had those tattooed across the full breadth of his chest. I thought it was cool. And he had in the little circle in his collarbone the 1%, and that's not the witch. That 1% was the brand of the outlaw biker. Still didn't scare me off. So the time came for him to be released to me on parole. And when the parole officer came to the house, my cat Thomas Oman sat and watched the whole thing on top of the refrigerator. He had never sat on top of the refrigerator before, and not since. But he knew something was up. So the day before I was to go get him, I was in the back room of the house fleshing out a deer hide. And I happened to come out to the front room as two bikers were passing by my house. And they had the bucket helmets with the swastikas, and they had the cutoff denim vests, and they had the long forks on their hogs. And one was in front of the other, and the one in front pointed very clearly to my house. They knew I was there. They knew what was going on. And that's when I called Johnny, and I told them what was happening. He said, "Get out of there! Get out, get out, get out." And that's when he told me, you know, just drive right through him. So I took a motel for the night. And in the morning, I picked him up with all the rigmarole of getting out of prison. And he was a little nervous. And I wasn't. No problem. So I'm bringing him home. And I get to the house. And I had a goose. And all the wing feathers on my goose had been pulled out. And there were no feathers anywhere. They had been there, and I wasn't. So as you can imagine, things didn't go very well. One afternoon, the landlord came to check on something. Next thing I know, Johnny's got him holding him hostage with a knife. So he went back to prison, as you can imagine. And I was going through his things after he was gone, and I found this Apache warrior's birth certificate that said he was born in New York City, and he was the son of a German truck driver and a Jewish laundry worker. Thank you.
That was Susan Bartfay bringing us her tale, Bad Boys Are My Weakness, that she told at our potluck story slam at the NEPM studios in Springfield last season. I'm Katie Wright. I produce the Valley Voices podcasts. Now is a great time to join the Valley Storytelling Community Facebook group. That's where you can watch our stories on YouTube, find information on other area storytelling events, and get the latest on the themes for season 10 of our Valley Voices story slams. Well, that's it for our Summer Shorts podcast series for this year. All good things have to come to an end sometime. I hope to see you at NEPM's Valley Voices events this year.